This is a pretty big honor for you, for the students, for Centenary College as a whole. Tell me a little bit about what y'all have done.
Well, what my students have done, and I should emphasize that this is what the students have done. I'm just basically been a cheerleader in the process. They have developed a method for detecting the substance that is made in the body that controls a variety of things, such as blood pressure, memory formation. It helps the body defend itself against disease and so on.
How does one go about doing a process like this?
Well, first of all, you develop an idea, and this idea came from a conversation that I had with a collaborator of mine then at Boston University. We were trying to find a way to detect the substance, but more than just detect it, also to be able to track it, to see where it's coming from and where it goes in the body. We tried different methods that were available at that time, and none seemed to work. And so, perhaps out of frustration, my collaborator and I decided, well, we might as well let our Centenary students work on this. There's no harm in it, and it will be a good educational experience for them anyway.
And I guess it turned out to be a little bit more than they expected.
Oh, exactly.
Has any kind of thing like this been done before?
No, because after all, this is what the novelty of it is and why it was published. It was because it was novel. I'm extraordinarily proud of my students. They have done what I think is world-class research, and they've done it on their own.